ભાગવતમ વૈદિક કરી છે. પૈસા જીવું બેટા પ્રેફર જવા
So we explained that there are two types of acquiring knowledge, two different techniques.
Yeah.
Now, the scientists are developing their own...
That is imperfect. Inductive knowledge is always imperfect. Deductive knowledge is perfect. If it is coming from the other. Suppose, man is mortal. So, inductive process is that you examine every man. Whether he is mortal or immortal. So suppose you have seen millions of men and they are all mortal, they die. Then your conclusion is man is mortal. But I can say you have not seen a man who does not die. I can say that. So in this inductive knowledge will never always be perfect. It will never be perfect. Right. Because your examination is limited. So I can say that you have not seen the person bad. Suppose if I say you have not seen bad things, he is immortal. You have not seen asa, he is immortal. So how this in fact this research can be perfect in that never perfect. Because you may be missing somebody who is mortal and immortal. Then your conclusion is no. There is no scope of studying all the living beings. There is no such scope. You have limited scope. So your seeing power is limited. And we can decide on the limited seeing power.
They will say, well, we have done so many good things, we have produced...
We have done nothing good, I say. You have simply wasted time and taken public money.
Well, we have made some mistakes, but we have produced some good things in medicine. And anyway, you should accept our authority because we've done so many good things.
No, because we have done something that way, you accept. Just like you have done... Very good, 747 aeroplane, but well, just make a mosquito. With pilot and everything. Can you do it? Then why do you take all the credit? Take credit for 747, that's all. But if when I ask you to create an aeroplane, mention fly or mosquito, you are unable to do it. Then why do you take all the regional God, science and everything? Why do you say that, sir?
That's why we want to bring up this point that scientists, we are not claiming that you are all nonsense, but you are all good men, but you should know your limits.
So proud, honestly.
Yes.
That is all. And we see that. There is no God, because you are accepted as authority scientist. If you say that there is no God, they will accept it. Then our back to God is. No mental stops. We must stop your also nonsense. It is a fight. Because you say there is no God, and you say you are all nonsense. It must be. You are challenging. We must challenge. But you accept God, that you have done nothing. I think science and wisdom save life. The vast knowledge we have simply got at the two grains of sand on the beach of knowledge. Something like that. That is good.
Yeah, humble.
That is good. And how you can say there is no God, everything is sand? And misleading people? That must be stopped.
Just curb this.
You take credit as much as you have done. That we are ready to do. Because we have created an aeroplane 747, therefore you can do everything. If you think you are like that, that is missing. That you cannot do.
Yes, once that the very concept that they will be able to do all these things, that if they didn't move, then they come on the platform as...
Same.
Yeah.
They're talking like insects.
But their inspiration is that we can always do something bigger and better than we've done before.
But still, you cannot go to the finals. That is not possible, because you are finite. You are not infinite. Your knowledge is limited. You can do something up to some extent.
But they'll agree that, they all agree that
they are. They have given up. Yes, we can produce life. Work for millions and years. Work for millions of years.
But
we work for millions of years and see your country in this world.
Well, they say, yes, we are finite, but we can work together, combinedly, together and make great progress, scientific progress. All working together, every nation.
You cannot do anything which is beyond your power. But you are limited. Your power is limited. That you must have. Your power is not unlimited. You are finite. That you must have.
They may say, yes, we may be limited and our inductive process may be imperfect, but you may criticize, but you have to show us something better.
I may not know, but as I give you an example, that you have manufactured 747 and God has manufactured much people. You do this. I am Lena.
Mm-hmm.
But I see there are another better manufacturer than you. I may be never, but I can see that you cannot do it. If you say you can do it, then you are arrested. I'm not arrested. You are arrested. That's all good, then you see. So take your credit as much as not that. But if you want to take the place I want, then we must slap you, right and left. Because you cannot give better credit than God's value. That is our business. Or somehow it's God. There is nobody equal to God, nobody is better than God. This is our business. So you cannot claim equal to God. No question of becoming greater than God. You cannot become even equal to God. You are always under. You admit it, then you have no partner. You admit, yes, we are under you. Then we are friends. And as soon as you say that you are equal or greater, then you are not. You must explain that you are there. This is our business. Because we are servants of God, we cannot see anything blaspheming against God. That is not our business. That's just our need.
And that way we can help the people in general.
Yeah. So if action is the fact, if you are actually scientists, then no, bad legs go. That is your success. Hidangi bhunga, kamatam jutattava, tuttasya tishtasya, samudya dattaya, avichita arthaka. Your education has meaning. When, by your education, by your scientific knowledge, you prove that there is God, is so glorified. That is. You are right. Then you are really conscious. And if you become a rascal, then you shall know there is no need of God. So we are going to help ourselves. Just wait 1 million years. this is a proposal, I have to wait for 1 million years to see your surgery. He said, what? And he said, allow such fools to flourish. There is nothing.
It will be a very great service to the people in general if we can stop
what? As yet at peace. Be careful of your pocket. They'll stay all grasp and take money from your pocket.
We will call it spade a spade.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think? Is that right?
Perfect.
Huh?
Yeah.
Make it magazine to expose it.
Some water from this.
Oh. You, by your knowledge, you describe the glories of the Lord, then you are my guru. Here you are. If they say, why do you bother about God? That is our, the business of human being. A human being is given the chance to understand God. And you people are stopping, putting something block in his understanding of God. You are the greatest mystery. I've got a chance to get $1 million and you could take it. I cannot get it. How much mischievous you are for me. Is it not? What do you think?
You're stopping it.
Yes. I've got a chance to get from a friend $1 million and he's ready. And if somebody checks it, then I may not get that $1 million. Then he's the greatest penny.
They're stopping the benefits.
Yes. Because the human life is meant for understanding God. And these aspects by all dead theories, they're stopping to understand God.
The scientists are responsible for.
Yes. The greatest mystery matter. The name of scientific knowledge. But fight against it. Let them admit, yes, God is supreme. Then there is no fight. But as soon as they say that there is no need of God, my science is solved by this, then they are arrested. That's it.
Another point about this institute, from my experience in the last few days in Washington, there are some Indians who come to the temple, and they're very favorable to the concept.
Inclusive,
very nice. Yesterday, this Sharma, Sharma, he came, and he's going to come this evening. He's quite well known as a scientist.
Medical man?
No, he's not a medical man, but he's he has two or three PhDs in two or three different fields, in engineering, in chemistry, and in pathology.
He's becoming a life member, probably.
Pathologist.
He's becoming a life member.
Pathologist.
Pathologist?
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 Yeah, he has a degree. He works in the National Institute of Health here in Washington, D.C. And he was telling me that he was from Haridwar, from a very pious family.
Oh, yeah.
And he said his parents are Vaishnavs, and he has been thinking since from his society about this problem about life. The origin of life and its consciousness. And we talked a little bit about our concept on this origin of life connecting from the Vedas and the scientific interrelationship. And he was very much impressed, and he told me that if he can drop any help, he's willing to
call him.
Call him, yes.
Yeah, he's coming this evening.
Okay, very good.
In India, there are many PhDs and scientists who are writing of us, and they write articles for in India, there's no going off this.
South,
there are many.
South, eh?
In Bangalore and
there are Vaishnavas. So they recruit there, you know. Let them write articles in this.
Yes.
Yes, in fact, he wanted to put an article. This very man, Sharma, he wanted to write an article.
Let them write.
Consciously.
Let them publish. Similarly, our things have been their changes. We want so many pages like then it can be read for some. People will understand that this is not ordinary thing. Or not a scholar there, I think that will carry some respect.
So these persons are mentioning to you in a car that we would like to have them associated in some way with the Institute.
Yes.
So
if they write articles, if they read our books, that is associated. Not that they will have to come here and sit down with her.
Right.
Let them read the book and deliver it and write nice articles, their opinion, and let them write. Then you will get sufficient article for publishing.
Yeah.
There is one thing. So all the PhD Vaishnavas, they may take advantage of this.
Yeah, and it will be respected in the academic circles.
Oh, yes. If they are getting respect talking all nonsense, and here we shall glorify the Supreme Lord, why not respect? Atapulmi vijasvesta mannasamma vivarasa tanusthitasya dharmasya samsiddhi haritosa. Harito. When they try to satisfy this answer of Krishna, his glory, then the PhD is perfect. And if he continues to talk nonsense, and then he uses this kind of name.
Another point about this journal is that we will present controversial things and people may want to write something to refute what we have said.
Good is good.
And we can publish that and also our refutation.
Yeah, that is nice. Yeah. All right. Come on.
That's us in the middle of the future.
It's fighting.
I think that's very good.
Yeah, that'll be more interesting. The more fight, the more people like it.
So, is there to go now?
I think it's better to drive back now if you want.
Oh, yes.
I'll try this mic a lot now.